just talking to Malcolm Tarlow, this Jewish agency, Telegraph, got all of them upset and beneath breath, and they're claiming that I tried to threaten to withdraw aid from Israel, and my commitment to Israel is based on the Jews coming down my political line, and that I was trying to require assent of the Jewish people, and I was making a hostage out of them. And I told him that I thought you had a good resolution, thought you ought to spread it around, thought you ought to get everybody to agree to it. I thought if the day ever came where followed the advice of some of the people to come home, make Fortress America, and leave every little country like Vietnam, Australia, New Zealand, any of the rest of them, Africa, Middle East, anything else, by themselves, that if we didn't keep our treaties, our word wouldn't be worth anything. And I thought your resolution's right, and I wished you could sell it to others. The Jewish people that I'd known had always been enlightened in international affairs. He said that's what he understood and said that's all you all said. But this telegraph agency, and then the AP said that I said that you could influence Jewish leaders to follow religion and as well as patriotism. And of course, I didn't say that.
I think they misquoted him. Thomas said that for himself.
That's right. That's what he said. He said that communism, where communism flourishes, Judaism dies. And he said that was his statement, not mine.
Yes.
And I think you ought to make that clear if they ask you. And I guess there's a little jealousy in it. I don't know. But
it certainly is. Yes.
Okay, thank you, my friend. I'm going to see you anytime you want to see me anyway, and you just make it clear that this is what he said, not what I said.
Fine.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.